KLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Engine trouble on an Air India flight headed from Delhi to San Francisco caused the airline to make an emergency landing in Russia, U.S. State Department spokesperson Vedant Patel.
We are aware of a U.S.-bound flight that had to make an emergency landing in Russia and are continuing to monitor that situation closely. I'm not able to confirm how many U.S. citizens were aboard the flight at this time.
Forced evacuations for residents in southern Ukraine after sections of a dam exploded. The area is under Russian control. Both Russia and Ukraine are blaming each other. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has filed paperwork with election officials. The next step before he kicks off his presidential campaign tonight in New Hampshire. Former Vice President Mike Pence will announce his bid tomorrow in Iowa. More than 900,000 demonstrators turned out across France today, protesting against the government's pension plans to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. Police made more than two dozen arrests. This is ABC News. The Human Rights Campaign declaring a state of emergency for LGBTQ people in the United States. ABC's Sherry Preston has more.
The Human Rights Campaign says certain regions of the country are becoming increasingly hostile to gay, lesbian, and trans people. So it's published a guidebook called LGBTQ Plus Americans Fighting Back. The book tracks what they say are discriminatory laws that have been passed in each state. Everything from don't say gay laws, like the one in Florida, to anti-trans laws that prohibit trans medical care for minors. In addition to the guidebook, the HRC is also declaring a state of emergency for LGBTQ plus people in the United States.
Shipping giant UPS may be less than 2 months away from a possible strike. Nearly 350,000 workers represented by the Teamsters will see their contract run out at the end of July. Some of the issues include pay, driver safety, and what workers say is excessive overtime. The union is set to begin voting this week on a strike authorization. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kuska. Hundreds of veterans were misdiagnosed at the Tomah VA Medical Center. That's according to U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough, who said Monday in Tomah that nearly 600 veterans had their cases misdiagnosed.
I promised you that this is a top priority for us, and we're going to stay on top of it, and we won't rest until we get you the care and the benefits, not only that you deserve, but that you have earned.
The VA is still reviewing cases. Veterans who were denied claims can seek reevaluation of their cases. Senator Tammy Baldwin's office confirmed that the doctor conducting the compensation and pension exams, Dr. Mary Jo Lanska, is no longer working at the Tomah VA. An air quality alert is in effect until 6 o'clock for western and southwestern Wisconsin, from St. Croix, Dunn, and Eau Claire counties north down to the Wisconsin-Illinois state line. The DNR said that Canadian wildfire smoke is moving through western Wisconsin today. Children and people with certain health conditions should avoid being outside for long periods of time. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Video conferencing just got a little better with Verizon's release of Blue Jeans Basic. This video conferencing service provides unlimited one-on-one meetings or with groups up to 25 people for as long as they need to meet for free. This is a perfect tool for entrepreneurs and small business owners that are looking for seamless communication and collaboration. With more, here's Blue Jeans executive Chris Luter.
At Blue Jeans, we realize there's no one-size-fits-all approach to business. To better serve the needs of small business that oftentimes don't require an overly complex online meeting tool, we're excited to expand on our Blue Jeans meeting platform with a solution that emphasizes the most important basics, better audio quality, and amazing HD video to help growing businesses turbocharge the way they communicate.
Blue Jeans Basic includes industry-leading audio quality powered by Dolby Voice and reliable HD video for crystal-clear meeting quality and enterprise-grade security features to ensure your private meetings remain private. To learn more, visit BlueJeans.com.
Hey guys, this is Sage from Civic Media. Are you a small business struggling to get the word out? 1260 AM Lake Air is here to help. For a limited time, apply for a $200 grant and receive $1,000 worth of free advertising. Your $200 investment becomes $1,200 with this grant. That's right, you heard correctly. Get your business notice without breaking the bank. Visit civicmedia.us or call 608-949-8989. That's 608-949-8989 for more information. Don't miss out on this amazing opportunity.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, I'm calling an audible. I've decided this will be a two for Tuesday edition. I'm skipping the Taco Tuesday.
Oh, man. Well, good for you, Crudy. Ease up on the calories. Happy two for Tuesday to you, Evan. Working the board, our fair audience. Great to be with you all once again.
You know, this is the second time I've been on the Civic Media airwaves today.
Again, Crudy pulling double shifts. Hardworking man.
You know, I've been hanging out with some of our fine colleagues in broadcast. Yesterday, hung out with the Todd Alba, you know, the host of the Todd Alba Show, the cool guy in the early portion of the afternoons, 1 to 3 p.m. And today, Pat Kreitlow from the Up North News. And Pat's additionally going to do a local product on our newest station up in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, the Tap 93.5, simply called the Pat Kreitlow Show. You know, I like simplicity in the name. But anyways, that'll be coming soon as it's feasible with the engineering. But anyways, spent some of my time this morning with Pat Kreitlow. And Dom, we're going to spend a little bit later in this fine show with one of the other morning, well, I guess she is a morning host. She's done at noon now. She is Kristen Bry. She's the host of As Goes Wisconsin. And for some of our friends in Madison, they're getting a dose of her for the very first time, right after the Stephanie Miller Show. Others, you've been hearing Kristen Bry, just a new time, 10 to noon across the Civic Media Network, 11 to noon right here in Madison. But Kristen Bry on the Devil's Advocates, you know, you can't really call us the greatest radio show ever in front of other hosts. It sort of shames them a little bit, Dom. So
oh, yeah, okay.
We'll just welcome her to the Devil's Advocates at 4:30. And I talked with our buddy Matt Flynn today. Matt Flynn, been on a little poker sabbatical. And he didn't win. I think it was at like a world championship of poker event. He did not win. So, you know, he didn't retire from broadcast because he's got
he's
a lot
coming
of money
back on the radio then. All right.
But I'll let him tell the story. I won't steal all his money or his thunder. But he's got more money than he left for the poker tournament with.
Wow, that's
he's
pretty
in the
rare.
Money. 6,000 participants.
How many?
6,000 in this poker tournament. And our buddy Matt Flynn apparently finished in the money.
Hard to do.
Well done. He's
really, even if you're up, don't you spend a little bit before you leave? Because isn't that why you went?
I'm not sure. Matt probably stayed in a nice place. He's still probably burned more than the
other. No, no circus. Like you drug me to?
Maybe I misunderstood. Maybe the entry fee was like $6,000. I don't know. You know, some of these boys, they got expensive hobbies. I used to golf, but I gave it all up for radio with you.
Thank you.
So Matt Flynn will be back on his slot leading into us. And if you heard her for the first time last night, Maggie Dawn, what a great job she did. Maggie Dawn, we're her lead-in at 6 o'clock across the Civic Media Network. I'm sure she'll come around someday soon, right? She's going to drop in on us in the 5 o'clock hour one of these days.
One of these days.
Well, invite her. She might drop in. So this big show, Dom, let's start in our backyard. I always like to lead local, if you will. And the election, top election official in the state of Wisconsin, according to the headline at the Journal Sentinel, well, she's in trouble. And before we get deeper in the headline, I would point out that I am happy that we're getting coverage from the Journal Sentinel at this time, because a lot of the reporters from the Gannett papers, they're on strike. But apparently the local union at the Journal Sentinel negotiated a no-strike clause. Yeah. So the only reason that we've got the fine coverage of the paper of record right now from the state of Wisconsin is because their journalists are forced to, well, there's not a picket line. They're not scabbing here, but they're forced by contract to show up for work. They got a no-strike clause.
Damn, a no-strike clause, yes.
You'd be sick.
The 2015 to 2016 agreement remains in effect under an evergreen provision until it's replaced. A Wisconsin Examiner reported on this. So lots of Gannett folks out on strike right now, but not Molly Beck and crew over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Just a little fact here, though, quickly.
Gannett has apparently cut its workforce by 54% in the last 4 years.
I'm thinking about cutting our workforce by 54% right about now, if you interrupt me one more time.
Oh, really? Bring it on, baby.
I was going to point out, you know, our pal Jesse Appoyant's got a new position over at the Journal Sentinel. Like, she announced her new job position yesterday. Well, I think she had announced she was taking the job. But a fine journalist. She had been at the Cap Times most recently. We've known her for, hell, going on a decade. She was a young lady when she first came to town. Now she's a seasoned pro. But Dom, how would you like to show up for work on the very first day? Sorry, we're on strike. Moose out front should have told you. Right. I mean, literally, the timing of her joining the Gannett Corporation and, you know, well done, coincides with the timing of the Gannett National Strike. And only by the fortuitous nature of the no-strike contract is our girl Jessie Appoyant at work today?
I guess.
Molly Beck, they're friends. Molly Beck reports, the future of Wisconsin's top election official is unclear, as key members of the state Senate say they plan to vote against reappointing Megan Wolf as the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Now, we've had Megan Wolf on this show. At the same time, a recent state Supreme Court decision that allows appointed public officials to stay in their positions beyond the expiration of their terms is delaying action by the members of the Election Commission who are tasked with deciding whether to recommend her for another term. Now, Wolf's term as administrator of the state's election agency expires at the end of June. But David's going to come back to bite him in the ass right about now.
Karma's a bitch, man.
A 2022 state Supreme Court ruling that sided with Frederick Preed, the semi-fascist cranberry farmer who wouldn't leave the DNR board, right? The Walker appointee, a former natural resources board chairman who decided to stay in his position nearly 2 years after his term expired, is raising questions about whether the commission must take action to reappoint her. Supreme Court Justice Annette Ziegler said in the majority opinion that the expiration of a term does not create a vacancy, meaning that holdovers in any position appointed by the governor can remain until a confirmation hearing is held by the state Senate. So if you never leave, there can't be a a confirmation hearing, Tom? Meanwhile, three Republican senators and one Democratic senator.
What?
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. Told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel they plan to vote against Wolf's reappointment if the vote is called. The Journal Sentinel surveyed the 33 members of the state Senate on whether they would support Wolf's reappointment to the Wisconsin Elections Commission administrator. 14 responded. Six Democratic members said they would support giving Wolf a third term. Four Republicans declined to comment, two of whom said they're still gathering information and deciding no, they're not, including the leader of the Senate Elections Committee, Dan Knodel of Germantown. Don't push your luck, Knodel. Senator Corey Tomchek, Republican from Mosinee, sent a letter to colleagues on May 4th recommending senators reject Wolf's reappointment should it reach the full Senate.
Heard he quote, the behavior of the Wisconsin Elections Commission under the leadership of Megan Wolf has failed to instill confidence, he wrote. I urge this body to begin to take its oversight duty seriously and vote no on the appointment of Megan Wolf as administrator to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. That's Tomczyk from Mosinee. Joining him in opposing Wolf's reappointment were Republican State President Chris Kapinga of Delafield, Senator Steve Nass of Whitewater, and Democratic State Senator Lena Taylor of Milwaukee. Dewey Strobel declined to comment, but has previously called for Wolf to resign.
Dirty Dewey. You know how Dirty Dewey's going to vote.
Oh, yes, it's a guarantee. But this is surprising. Why? Lena Taylor said she would oppose Wolf because, quote, everyone that failed Milwaukee voters in 2020 needs to go. Taylor cited a number of decisions made by local election officials, including closing some polling locations during the first spring election of the coronavirus pandemic, which was not Wolf's decision. She also said WEC should have responded forcefully to Commissioner Bob Spindell's praise of lower turnout during the 2022 midterm among Black voters.
Now, I don't disagree with the latter thought from Senator Lena Taylor, but Lena, Senator Taylor, you're just feeling a little hurt because you were on the mayoral ballot at the time, right? You were going against Tom Barrett. And the spring election was the spring primary where you appeared on the ballot. And I can certainly understand the frustration of an African-American senator who wanted to be the mayor when the lines were long in Milwaukee. There were only five polling stations. I mean, broadly, I don't disagree with the sentiment, Lena. But if you're going to vote against Megan Wolf, do so because of some specific action. You know, be a good citizen, Lena. Don't be vindictive. Don't take it out on Megan Wolf. You know, you could run for mayor again someday.
Crudy Wolf represents a commission that has been under fire for 3 years because of false claims put forward by former President Donald Trump to convince supporters he actually won an election he lost. And because of politics, commissioners approved policies, commissioners approved during the 2020 presidential election to navigate the hurdles presented by the coronavirus pandemic. Gableman, your buddy, Crudy, and the Racine County Sheriff characterized those decisions as nefarious. This nefarious, Crudy. The commission mailed absentee ballot applications to all voters, advised local officials on how to make ballot drop boxes secure, and set new policies in voting in nursing homes. Well, of course, they didn't like any of those things.
How dare they encourage Wisconsinites to vote on Election Day? Come back with us. Matt Flynn, he's back. He's the gambler. He won big for a change. That's my understanding. Don't ask him for money, though. Don't blame it on me. More Devils.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job, but I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 57. Northeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs level off around 77 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 51. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Thursday with daytime highs approaching 76. 79, chance for scattered storms Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 81.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
That's the afternoon phone number. This morning I had to give out a differing morning phone number, a Western Wisconsin phone number. We got to shout out a couple of new stations, Dom. You know, we're not going to do this forever. But for a little while, we're going to acknowledge we got some new playout locations. Like the Eagle, 1490 AM in La Crosse. That's our alma mater city, Dom. God's country, La Crosse. We're playing out on the tap, 93.5 FM, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and WRJN. And, you know, I talked to some very nice people who are angry. They've lost their old-timey, what do they call it? Oldies music.
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, people get used to something, man. I get it.
Civic Media has been the worst thing that ever happened to oldies music in the history of the state of Wisconsin.
No, it was rock and roll. It was Shaking of the Hips and Elvis and the Beatles and all the blues and all that stuff.
Well, from this perspective, we took so many. I looked at those that would play the oldies music as people that, you know, might be out of, let's just say, great radio ideas. They lacked for a dynamic format that we could provide them, Dom. So many of the acquisitions of Civic Media were these heritage, let's call them oldie stations, Dom.
Okay.
And we don't play oldies anymore. Now we provide this little product, the greatest radio show ever, some would say. And we got lots of fine colleagues like Kristen Bry. She's going to join us in a little bit. She's the host of As Goes Wisconsin. And we got people like Matt Flynn, he's super cool. And Maggie Dawn, she's super talented. Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. She's going to be playing out at 6 to 7 p.m. But at least for those that are like, and they've been very kind. Anyone that would have the gumption to email a radio station and say, I'm mad at you. You make me angry. You've changed something I so love. No, I appreciate that. Sincerely.
Yeah, I get it.
That aspect, I totally get. I'm never going to listen to that radio station again. And I say, but, we got the Packers. Yeah. We got the Badgers. We got the Bucks. We got the Brewers in 2024. And Lou Regani, our buddy, is going to start in Racine. Lou is like a 50-year radio professional. And Lou does Sunday morning oldies, music with the stars. Sure, it's compacted to Sunday. It's like 5 hours, but that's super cool. If you're into that genre of music, Lou Ricani is your man. And if you can't
hear
Lou, he's
your guy. That's right. Very specific time and date to tune into.
Sunday, 7 to noon. Unless there's a noon kickoff Packer game, in which case we'll pre-up Lou for the Packers. Man, we're your Packers, Badgers, Bucks, Brewer Station. Don't tell me you're not going to be listening. So anyways, I'm sorry to make that point, but I feel like I have to defend these decisions to the lovers of the oldies music. And, you know, Stu Mann's joining the team. Stu Mann has an encyclopedic knowledge of all things old and musical.
Yes, he does.
You know where Stu Mann's been? I've been filling in for Stu Mann last couple mornings.
Yeah, man, he's following the Dead and Company around, right?
Yeah, so he's partying with the Grateful Dead, and I'm getting up at like 6 in the morning to prep for a Western Wisconsin outmarket show so I can fill in for Stu, and I can't even call it the Stu Mann Show because no one's ever heard of Stu yet because Stu launches tomorrow. I'm just keeping the chair warm until he can come and name the show. I've just been saying good morning a lot. Good morning. Good morning, Western Wisconsin. Good morning, Amory. Good morning, Hayward. Good morning, La Crosse. Good morning, Richland Center. Good morning, Eau Claire. You know, good morning, Wisconsin. But I'm not really a morning guy. So, you know, I save it for the afternoon. And you, Dom, the
friction. Well, I do appreciate that. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789. Kristen Bry, As Goes Wisconsin, going to join us at the bottom of the hour. We were talking, Crudy, before the break, Molly Beck at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, about Megan Wolf apparently being on the hot seat when her commission expires in June. And I wanted to get a little piece.
They're doing
out here.
Her wrong, Tom. They're doing her wrong. That's my assessment.
As Molly Beck continues to write, few Republicans criticized the commission's decisions when they made them, but called out the agency after Joe Biden narrowly defeated Trump in the state. Recounts and court rulings have confirmed Biden's win. Let me just repeat that. Recounts and court rulings have confirmed Biden's win. As Beck writes, since then, scrutiny of the commission has ballooned. Spindell, the Republican member of the bipartisan election commission, said he told Wolf he would not support her reappointment because his party does not support her and not because of her job performance. What? Quote, Megan has done a good job and is being accused of some items she is really not responsible for, Spindell said. I indicated to her I will not be voting for her. Politically, she has not been able to gain the confidence of the Republicans. Politically, Spindell says, she's not been able to gain the confidence of the Republicans. How is that ever going to happen?
Bob Spindell is literally a false Trump elector here in the state of Wisconsin. Bob Spindell has been reported widely to blame the Trump lawyers for his decision to go out and commit what I would allege is a criminal fraud in the state of Wisconsin. Joe Biden won the state. This guy's an elections commissioner, and he's willing to overrule the will of the voters. And above and beyond that, the other issue Lena Taylor took with Bob Spindell is the fact that as what the, I forget which CD, the fourth CD, I believe, but as CD chair, as a regional chairman of the Republican Party, he was bragging about the suppression of Black and Latino votes in Milwaukee with enough impact perhaps to cast U.S. Senator Ron Johnson back to the Senate, you know, in tandem with the Willie Horton ads that were run widely against Mandela Barnes. Come back with us. Shut up, Bob. Kristen Bry, As Goes Wisconsin, our fine guest next.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Engine trouble on an Air India flight headed from Delhi to San Francisco caused the airline to make an emergency landing in Russia. U.S. State Department spokesperson Vedant Patel.
We are aware of a U.S.-bound flight that had to make an emergency landing in Russia and are continuing to monitor that situation closely. I'm not able to confirm how many U.S. citizens were aboard the flight at this time.
Forced evacuations for residents in southern Ukraine after sections of a dam exploded. The area is under Russian control. Both Russia and Ukraine are blaming each other. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has filed paperwork with election officials. The next step before he kicks off his presidential campaign tonight in New Hampshire. Former Vice President Mike Pence will announce his bid tomorrow in Iowa. More than 900,000 demonstrators turned out across France today, protesting against the government's pension plans to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. Police made more than two dozen arrests. This is ABC News.
Oh, now wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. An air quality alert is in effect until 6 o'clock for Western and Southwestern Wisconsin, from St. Croix, Dunn, and Eau Claire counties north down to the Wisconsin-Illinois state line. The DNR said that Canadian wildfire smoke is moving through Western Wisconsin today, so children and people with certain respiratory health conditions should avoid being outside for long periods of time. The Department of Veteran Affairs said that hundreds of veterans were misdiagnosed at the Toma VA Medical Center. U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough said Monday in Toma that nearly 1,000 compensation and pension exams were done by Dr. Mary Jo Lanska, with about 600 veterans misdiagnosed. McDonough said that the issue is a top priority for the VA, which is still reviewing cases. Veterans who were denied claims can seek reevaluation of their cases. Senator Tammy Baldwin's office confirmed that Dr. Lanska was no longer working at the Toma VA. Representative Derek Van Orden called the issue systemic and said that something needs to be done across the board. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So, if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup.
That's awesome!
Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crute. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. This summer, things are heating up on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We call it the Two for Tuesday edition. Now we've been joined by a fine guest live via Zoom. She is the host of As Goes Wisconsin. She's our colleague at broadcast, Kristen Bry. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates. Welcome back, Kristen.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good. Good to see you.
You look like you made so much more effort for this day's show than I. I'm wearing like sweatpants today. I like barely rolled out of bed this morning.
It's amazing what red lipstick will do. It just really wakes up your... I haven't even showered today, but you thought I really prepared just because I had some red lipstick on.
Right. It matches my badger hat. I find it quite charming. Kristen, welcome to Madison, at least as a live product. You're playing out across the state 10 to noon, and here in Madison 11 to 12, because people like Stephanie Miller quite a bit, and we don't want to offend all the people, not all on the same day. But anyways, Kristen, welcome to Madison. Tell people a little bit about yourself. For those that are unfamiliar with Kristen Bry, talk show host, how'd you get into this crazy business?
Man, it has been a winding road. So I'm from Madison. So this is a little bit of a homecoming for me because I grew up in the the West Side, Nacoma area. So by Monroe Street. But I have been all over the place, performing background, moved to LA when I was 16 to be an actress, went to college, then worked in tech, then started doing stand-up, then taught myself how to do videos. And it really started with doing like political comedy videos and like explainers a la Last Week Tonight with John Oliver or The Daily Show. And then I started AsGoes Wisconsin and came back to Wisconsin in 2020, right at the beginning of the pandemic, and started making these videos that kind of caught on, of just like, how do you mix the very Wisconsin Charlie Barron's type humor with like voter information and make it somewhat entertaining instead of so dry? And so it started there. And then around this time last year.
And Kristen, where?
Like my year anniversary of this show is July 5th.
Oh, wow. Very nice. Very nice. Hey, and where did. I know that you knew Jane Van Neer. Where did the relationship? Jane is a seasoned radio professional in her own regard. She's been doing morning shows for years and years in Milwaukee, and I don't say that to date her, only qualify her. She's a fine co-host, sidekick, however you want to characterize Jane. But how did you guys know each other prior?
Are we allowed to say previous employers?
I don't care. Who's going to hold it against you?
No, I don't know. She's always very big on saying a previous employer and not actually naming stations. But she's a legend. In Southeast Wisconsin, Jane's been around for a long time. And certainly it's fun to watch people come in as guests to the show and meet Jane for the first time because they're like, I grew up with you. Like, I know your voice. And so she most recently was on WTMJ, which is where we met. I was doing kind of part-time fill-in some gigs over there, and she and I met there and became fast friends. And so when this opportunity popped up for me coming over to Civic Media, I had told her about it. But one, to like flesh out, I was like, do you think this, like, would you do this? And she was like, could I come with you? And so here we are.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We are joined by a fine guest. She's our colleague in broadcast, Kristen Bry. She's the host of AsGoes Wisconsin, playing now across the Civic Media Network, 10 to noon each weekday, and right here in Madison, 11 to noon. Kristen, you and Jane are doing a fine job, but there had to be some adjustments to doing talk radio. There's no school. You don't go to like talk radio school. You kind of have to go out there and get your nose bloodied a little bit. How's it feel now? Is it more comfortable? There are days when you look and you think, man, somebody better call right about now.
You know, it's interesting because I, with talk radio, like I grew up with music radio, but then in the last whatever years, like I was a podcast person. I've been, you know, like most of the content that I consume is produced and not live. And so I think the biggest shift for me has been like, I have this idea of the quality of the show that I want to do, but all of my examples, like there's writing teams, there's producers, there's like an entire squad that like produces something versus live radio that is live and every day and for 2 to 3 hours. And so it's like the improv skills and the recall skills and the being able to go with the flow and being able to talk live. And so much of that is like been the learning curve for me of like, how do you do it live every day and roll with it and have it be conversational versus needing to know everything and know where it's going to go when you start.
Kristen, you had a very fun segment on your show today. I was listening in my office and you had a little momentary brain lapse. And I texted you the song I thought you meant. I'm like, I think that's Pearl Jam, Last Kiss. And you texted back during the break or something, and I think you did mean that, but you said, well, I have pregnancy memory, something of the sort. And I said, well, usually that's not the issue. Normally I'm filling in for Dom's faulty memory, and that's a whole different issue.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Kristen, I'm sorry, Kristen, go ahead. As goes Wisconsin.
I was just going to say, yes, I certainly, I mean, I would say I've never been the person who's like the best at trivia and like dates and names. Like I have the general memory of something, but certainly since becoming pregnant and in the last month or so, that mom brain, like that, like pregnancy fog is a very real thing.
I can't even put it on a pregnancy, Kristen. I just say to Crudy, remember that one time at the one place where the one dude said that thing? And he usually knows what I'm talking about. So it's great to have a co-host like that. Kristen Bry, as goes Wisconsin, I really appreciate your style. And I wanted to get your sense of, you know, we talk about, you know, reaching out across the aisle and talking to people with different philosophies and politics. How do you address, or how do you think the proper way, should we address, as, you know, talkers on the radio, those who engage in call it election denialism, those, you know, those kinds of things, believing the big lie? I mean, what's the proper way to address those very specific issues, knowing that, you know, we want to reach out and we have more in common than we don't, but damn, some things are really hard to get over.
Well, some things are hard to get over, and it's not even get over. It's also just hard to have a conversation when you can't agree on the facts, right? Like, I think there's gradations of people we disagree with, and it's hard because I think so often, at least where I come from, or like the point of view that I come from, is like, if we can agree that this is the problem that needs addressing and then debate on how we get to a solution, those are the best kinds of conversations to have, right? Yeah. But like when we don't even agree on the problem, that becomes really hard. And I think like that is where a lot of the divide is right now. And it's also what I'm drawn to talking about is different. What sometimes you guys are drawn to talk about, and certainly what's different, what like conservative talk show hosts want to talk about, as far as like, what is the problem? And so I feel like, I don't know, Dom, like with the election denialism, that's something I was like, I don't know where to take the conversation from here. Cause yeah. I love talking with people I disagree with, but like, if we don't believe, as Great Jane likes to say all the time, that gravity exists, or more recently, did you guys hear about the new Georgia GOP chair who is a flat earther?
Oh, really?
Aren't they all?
Oh. I'll send you the video. she has a podcast called Jesus Guns and Babies that is not ironic, and she is a flat earther. So, you know, whether there's gravity or whether the earth is round, like, so to a certain extent, I would say it's hard to have constructive conversations with people who just flat out don't believe in the same facts. But at least like everything else shy of that, when we disagree, like coming at it through curiosity, coming at it through understanding, coming at it through asking questions. Cause like, that's my biggest thing, is always like, instead of like, let me just talk over you to tell you how like right I am. Like, if you can ask poignant questions to lead them to realizing they don't know those answers, I always think that's pretty powerful.
The louder you talk, the righter you are. You have to say it with conviction, Kristen. It must be true, especially after a couple of happy hour cocktails. We were just talking before you came on, Kristen. Megan Wolf, the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, according to Molly Beck, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, under some pressure. A lot of people really don't like her too much. You know, they got to pay for what they did, quote unquote, whatever that may be. And Robert Spindell, one of the he's on the commission, and he's also one of the fraudulent electors. I mean, the fact that he's even still there amazes me. But, you know, he is, and as you mentioned, like this person in Georgia, he's in a position of authority and power, you know, and these are the folks, whether you're a flat earther or just a fraudulently elected election official, they have positions of power and they have influence, and other people look to them and follow them. And that's what really concerns me. It's not just, you know, rank and file. It's people of authority and power.
Well, you know, and it's interesting how much that's shifted. A couple months back, earlier this year, I had George Stanley on my show, who was the former in chief and publisher for Journal Sentinel. And he's been a journalist for his entire career, and largely with with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And he was like, had we 10, 15 years ago expose Michael Gableman to be who he was or who he is and how he was running that. It wouldn't down me because the party was so embarrassed.
Oh, no, I think.
Place where Kristen, that's not. People don't lie.
We got to jump in here for a minute.
Is my connection great?
We're breaking up quite a bit here. And you had mentioned that when George Stanley was the editor of the Journal Sentinel, had that great paper of record Once Upon a Time, had they, you know, run an expose about Gableman, the corrupted former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. Well, it would have been all over but the crying. I think that was the point he was trying to express. Was it not? Because Gableman would have been politically done. He would have seen the end of his career before, you know, Robin Voss got around to firing him. Was that the greater point, Kristen?
That was a greater point. Basically saying that not so long ago, we weren't so parted, like the divide between partisanship wasn't so great that people just put their head in the sand no matter what. Like there was still integrity and there was still a line you could cross. But now we're in this place where it's so much about your side winning that it doesn't really matter if there is incompetence, corruption, just straight out denialism. And that is one of his biggest just kind of sadnesses, I guess, of where we're at right now. And I would say it's the same, right? It's like, if we can't agree that there's gravity and we put these people in power, what can we believe it?
Kristen, you missed a lot of the Scott Walker, let's call it reign here in the state of Wisconsin. He started in 2012, perhaps a lot of your California time, as you mentioned before. Do you think we've put Scott Walker behind us as a state? I mean, I still see some of the malfeasance. There are still lawsuits from the lame duck he signed on his way out of office. And of course, the governance, the bad governance goes on through the legislative gerrymander that really makes us a pretty undemocratic state. If you've seen something else and you see Wisconsin, it just doesn't feel right, does it?
Well, he's also still making videos of himself eating cheese and posting it on social media.
Are we talking
media,
about the so, Waker like, now? Walker is still making cheese videos? He's a sad,
he made
sad
one
little
yesterday,
man.
And it's just, he tries, he also made like a very not timely Bud Light video after like weeks after Kid Rock had already done one. It was like, someone needs to up your social media game because you were a little bit behind the ball. if you're gonna try to contribute, let's like make you a little bit more.
He is the head of the Young Americas Foundation, Kristen. He is the one responsible for recruiting the young college conservative Republicans into the philosophy. This is their leader. He is the leader of youth, don't you know?
He really gets young people, it seems like.
Well, he gets that they're being indoctrinated. Yeah. Come back. More of our indoctrination with our friend Kristen Rye, host of As Goes Wisconsin, right here on the Civic Media Network. Listen for her 10 to noon. Come back. More Devils and Kristen and Ebone.
Hey guys, this is Sage from Civic Media. Are you a small business struggling to get the word out? 1260 AM Lake Air is here to help. For a limited time, apply for a $200 grant and receive $1,000 worth of free advertising. Your $200 investment becomes $1,200 with this grant. That's right, you heard correctly. Get your business notice without breaking the bank. Visit civicmedia.us or call 608-949-8989. That's 608-949-8989 for more information. Don't miss out on this amazing opportunity.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 57. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs level off around 77 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows around 51 tomorrow night, mainly clear. High temperatures reach up to 76 Thursday under partly cloudy skies. 79 Friday, chance for scattered thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 81.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Be sure to follow us on the socials on Twitter at Devil Radio, on the Facebooks at the Devil's Advocates Radio. If you want to check out some podcasts, go to civicmedia.us and click on the shows tab. Look for the Devil's Advocates.
And also look for As Goes Wisconsin. We got a fine guest. She is Kristen Bry. She is the host of As Goes Wisconsin. And Kristen, it is rare that we find a female talk show host. I'm just saying, there's not a lot of you. And B, yeah, you're the only one I know that currently pulls a shift on the radio live every day who is pregnant. That's kind of a big deal. And in that you do political radio here in the state, and I know you're recently married and we've met your husband, Michael, seems like a nice guy, all that kind of stuff. You guys probably meant to do this, I'm assuming, although not all of us parents meant to do this. But legally in the state of Wisconsin, this is really your only recourse. I mean, that's got to be a weird experience. What if you didn't? What if it conflicted with your professional responsibilities? What if, you know, what if? Well, that takes away a lot of your choice as a woman. Kristen, what's that like?
It's been interesting because it was a planned, desired pregnancy. We're very excited. And I'm an open book. If anyone listens to my show, like, I don't really hold my cards close to my chest, for better or for worse. But there was a moment that I was like, how early do I want to, like, do I really want to talk about this on the radio before my 20-week scan in case something happens, in case something pops up on that scan, which does happen, where the conversation changes of like, how do we get you to Chicago? And I have friends that since the criminal abortion ban has come into place that live in Wisconsin, who've had fetal anomalies in their pregnancy, who had to do exactly that and go to a different state because it was a wanted pregnancy. They were excited about it. They were heartbroken when they were told your baby will not survive, but we can't help you here. And that, I think, has been both the emotional roller coaster and like also like my mom asked me in the last couple of months since becoming pregnant, have I changed my thoughts on being so unapologetically pro-choice since becoming pregnant for the first time? And I said, if anything, it's made me more so, because what it's made me understand is that when women get into their second and third trimester, they don't just change their mind, like something happens. And so having that conversation between you and your doctor is so much, and your partner, is the most important thing. Not guys who, you know, they moonlight as political legislators, but their day job is like real estate landlords. Like, they don't know anything about this. And so I feel really lucky and honored to be able to like talk about it. I feel very lucky that everything looks fine right now. We've gone through the 20-week scan and everything looks healthy and good, but it's been interesting to be in a position to both be going through something that is so personal and also political in a state where this is impacting women's health every day.
And Kristen, how do you deal with, you know, just the human changes? I mean, you've got to have morning sickness or days when you're not feeling up to the job. And Dom and I, you know, we show up a little hungover, a little tired some days. You know, we have our moments and we fake it till we feel a little bit better. But, you know, how do you deal with morning sickness and go and do a morning broadcast?
Well, the good thing is, this is the funniest thing about pregnancy is that, at least in my experience so far, the thing, like, when it's you're the most sick, you're the most exhausted, is also the time when you're not really telling that many people yet, which is the first trimester. And so it was a lot of faking it. It was a lot of like, all right, let's pull out those acting skills. And for 3 hours today, let's just pretend we're in a great mood. And so that was interesting. Jane was a shoulder to or an ear to complain to, I would say, because there was certainly days where I was like, I'm so tired, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, I know that feeling every single day.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. That is Kristen Bride, host of As Goes Wisconsin. Kristen, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I really appreciated your comment about, you know, the part-time legislator who's your real estate broker during the, you know, the day job. And you know, these are the experts, quote unquote. They're going to dictate to you, a woman, which they are not, what you can and cannot do with your body. But it's Ron Johnson made the comment that something to the effect that if you don't like it in your state, you can move.
Oh, no.
The senior senator from the state of Wisconsin, that is his opinion to the women of Wisconsin, all the women citizens out there. That's his opinion.
Well, it might be a little messy, Dom. Might be a little messy. You can move.
It might be messy. How do you translate that, Kristen?
I will answer that question in a second, but another great thing about Ron Johnson is that, do you know that in his will for his kids, if they have a child out of wedlock, they get written out of get their trust fund.
Technically, the second child out of wedlock. One child out of wedlock is permitted fine. Legally under the Johnson Family Trust. Second child out of wedlock, unforgivable.
Unforgivable.
It would
then
almost like
out.
Incentivize the Johnson children to perhaps consider abortive care, you know, because they didn't want to get written out of dad's will.
Well, not only that, but then a year or so ago, he also went on record saying it's not society's responsibility to help you raise your children in regards to answering a question about childcare and paid family leave and, you know, personal responsibility. And that to me is always just the mental gymnastics that these guys do as far as it's you don't have a kid if you can't take care of one. It's like, well, I didn't want to, but yet here we are. And you guys have been forced birth as your only population increase plan and not incentivizing people to make it easier to have kids or less expensive to have kids, but just to force people who do not want kids to have them because that's the best you got.
It's a very low unemployment rate right now, Kristen. I mean, we got to do something. And, you know, they're proposing having 14-year-olds, you know, bring the beer around at the bar. So, you know, the more kids that they can get for the workforce, even if they got to have, you know, forced government birthing to make that happen, they are down with it.
I mean, because heaven forbid we just fix our immigration program and actually let people who want to be here in legally and let them work.
Well, then what are they going to bitch about then? If you solve the problem, you don't have the issue, Kristen.
I think we leverage the second illegitimate child clause in the family trust. That's the best way to remedy problems that befit and befall the family. Kristen, congratulations. I don't think we've publicly acknowledged you are a mama to be, and that's pretty exciting stuff. Thanks for coming on the Devil's Advocates. Also, very excited about your statewide expansion. 10 to noon, As Goes Wisconsin. Kristen Bride, Jane Mantineer. It's a damn good show. Give them a listen. Thank you, Kristen.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Kristen.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. The Happier Tuesday 2 for Happy Hour is next.
Dead blood in the streets, it's up to my ankles. Blood in the streets, it's up to my knee. Blood in the streets, the town of Chicago.
The brand- Grand Ale Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinably Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Grand Ale Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsinably's got you covered then, too, with their Grand Ale Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsinably beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinably. Drink Wisconsinably Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight. Except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.